This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the Reformation line. That is the home of Providence. That's the home of the binary trigger. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I believe he is back from his time under the water surface. Joining us again is a podcaster and writer, Rob Morse. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, isn't it disappointing that we don't have anything to talk about?
Oh, well.
I wish we had that problem.
Lots of stuff to talk about, but it's disappointing that we have to talk about.
I had a great vacation. I towed a firearm on my hip all across the Southeast, and then we come back to this situation, much too much to talk about.
So,
can I get some of it off my chest, or let me jump in a firm grasp of the obvious. Your buddies will do a much better analysis in the next hour. I love listening to them, but we had mass murders in gun-free zone over the last couple of days. One was at a Walmart at a mall in Texas. The other was in a nightclub district in Dayton, Ohio.
Right.
The Texas murderer left an online post calling, you know, completely unimaginatively, for gun control and socialism. It was almost a copycat of what we saw in New Zealand. The wail for more gun control that came up from Democrat candidates and from the media was unusual in its volume, although common in its content. I noticed there was one surprising exception. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I guess, finally couldn't take it because he's a numbers guy at heart.
Yep, yep.
And he said in the U.S., in the last 48 hours, we had 34 people killed in mass shootings. And then he gives these other numbers in a tweet he put out. On average, in any similar 48 hours, we lose 500 people to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, and 40 to homicides with a handgun.
Right.
His comment is that our emotional response is more to the media spectacle than to real data.
Yeah, and he got eviscerated, although he is 100% right. The other thing is that, you know, this past weekend is like two weekends in Chicago.
That's right. That's absolutely. Oh, you stole it. Thank you.
Oh,
that's
well,
exactly,
I mean,
where. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to be in the conversation, you know. So anyway.
Bill, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Given the, or if you call it, the horrific rates of homicide, that's about 1 in 30,000 is shot by someone else each year. But when we consider those murders, 25% come from just four U.S. cities.
Yep.
480 were in Chicago. 344 were in Baltimore. 333 were in Detroit. 119 were in Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C. is not a big city. Some of these cities are among the most lethal, not just in the United States, but in the world. Yep. Democrat-controlled cities are lethal, and the media doesn't want to talk about that. Thank you.
I'm a little perturbed, too, at these Democratic wannabes, the ones that want to be the Democratic nominee. They're coming out. They're coming out hard and vicious. And, I mean, Obama had more rampage killings under his watch than Trump's had, and nobody ever blamed any of those on him.
Well, but we have the Democrat media complex that gets to blame everything from hurricanes to mass murder by socialists on conservative Donald Trump.
Sure.
They're going to use that brush until we throw it back in their face, Bill.
Yeah,
thank you for doing it.
It's going to be the reckoning that's coming for them, even if it's just political. So, I see this, and I did a little bit about this because, like in Chicago, a couple of weekends like that is just, you know, that's dog bites man.
10 seconds to the break, Bill.
Yeah, no, we got 3 minutes. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Shame on me. I'm out of. You're
using
riding this horse, and I'm out of practice. It drives me crazy that their solution is to disarm the people who didn't do it, and that somehow that will disarm the murderers. And I'm going, I want to find out what drugs the people are taking where that makes sense. It's just crazy talk.
Well, I will say, I'll simply say this, because I know it doesn't exist. Okay?
Sure.
I saw Trey Gowdy said this, and I completely agree with him. If they could show me a law that I could look at and I knew would prevent the next Sandy Hook, that I knew would prevent the next El Paso, the next Las Vegas, if they could pass a law like that, the next Pulse nightclub, I would give rights up.
Sure.
But they can't.
Right.
There is no way to do that in this nation. With as many people as we have. And I believe in Texas, I believe the guy bought his weapon legally. I don't know about the guy in Dayton, Ohio at this particular point, but I think the guy in Texas did buy his weapon legally. I've read some of his stuff about him in the run-up to it, and he's trying to figure out which is going to be the best weapon to go. But he bought it legally. And
now, I think there are some carryaways, and we forget them. You and I remember the hero in Sutherland, Texas, who stopped mass murder. He says to himself, my magazines weren't loaded. My neighbors were getting killed while I waited to load magazines. I dragged a gun all over the East Coast. You and I carry every day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wake-up call, not to the media, but to the gun owners of the United States. Please go armed, because there was one armed hero in the Walmart, in that mall. He was away from the murder. He took a bunch of kids as he was walking out of the store. He just sees these kids in a playground. He goes, get out of here. Come on. Move. He's a vet. He has his Glock 19 pointed back toward the mall. He's literally backing out of the store. We need a million more like him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how in Kenya, when armed civilians went to the mall in Kenya, to the Westgate Mall, that's the exact thing they were doing to get people out of the mall. So
yes.
So Rob has been working on his scuba here of late. So he hasn't been riding much, but when he's not underwater, well, he's a very prolific writer. He all of his stuff starts out at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Then it goes out to places like ClashDaily.com, where he is a featured writer, and Amoland.com, where he is a featured writer. And then, above the surface, he's here on Monday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DeSantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention in the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, he hit the surface and blew the water out of the regulator or whatever else you do when you're scuba diving. I don't know anything about it.
A friend of mine, and he's been on your show, I believe, David Cole, had a brilliant comment. He put it in a phrase that I can relate to. I'd spent some time underwater last week. He compared the broad brush program suggestions by politicians as throwing out fishing nets.
Oh.
Now, he was saying not just politically fishing, but think of what red flag gun laws do. Look, the best predictor, and it's what police use all the time, the best predictor of future violence is past violence. That's why background checks fail. Mass murder is a one and done crime. Therefore, looking backwards routinely fails. But these politicians are saying, look, if we just throw a big enough net, we'll catch someone. The someone, Bill, is you and I. Okay, let's take a different idea. Imagine that all cars in the U.S. were required to have breathalyzers. We might stop some drunk drivers, but you and I would be enormously inconvenienced. Lots of people might actually be injured when these devices fail. But that's what the politicians are proposing. Unfortunately, so many of my fellow citizens know so little about firearms and about violence that the notion of red flag gun laws, the same people who get you blocked on Facebook can now get your guns confiscated, to them that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I see some of these guys, like my senior senator thinks they're a good idea.
I know. And in fact, Trump came out and said, yeah, we need to do something with red flag laws. Dummy.
Well, come Trump, on. You know, when Trump says something, most of the time I'm always waiting to see what's going on the other side. I'm waiting to see what else is happening. So sometimes he says some things that, I mean, that's a wait and see. Although he did say it, you know, and no kidding. The other thing he said was that if that did happen, they would have to have very speedy due process. Thanks.
He called for murder, the death penalty for mass murderers.
Yeah.
I did notice, and you brought it up already when we were talking about the perspective of this violence, that there were 25 people shot in less than 4 hours on Saturday night, Sunday morning, over this last weekend in Chicago.
Right.
The violence was so bad that some of the local hospitals were overwhelmed.
Yep.
The Mount Sinai Hospital had 12 trauma patients, severe enough that essentially shut down their trauma unit. It's one of 5 trauma hospitals in Chicago. Where is the public outcry, or do socialist cities get a pass?
Well, I was leading up to this thing. When it happens in Chicago, that's sort of like a dog bites man story. When it happens in El Paso, it's a man bites dog story.
Gotcha.
And it becomes one of those things where they're just not used to that there. Now, you know, if you look around in, like, you know, Baltimore, we're in Baltimore, just walking into parts of Baltimore is pretty dangerous, whether there's guns presence or not.
Yes.
Their murder rate is creeping up. But I mean, when Richard Daley was the mayor of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
14,000 people were murdered in Chicago during his tenure.
Right.
14,000 people were murdered.
Right.
If you go look at all the people murdered over the course of years in Chicago, it dwarfs wars. Wars.
It on a per capita basis, it has to rival the violence we see coming out of Mexico.
Yeah.
which should shock all of us, but that doesn't fit the media narrative, Bill. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I mean, it's the media narrative is just the same thing as the Democratic narrative, which is just to disarm us. And
right.
And what they don't understand, I think, is that we know. And I think they think that as this, you know, that's a bunch of outrages to happen in so close of a time, even though they all happen in gun-free zones, and even though in some cases, like, right. You know, like the Gilroy thing he cut his way in.
Right.
The gun control of California with a K failed.
Yeah.
The magazine, that was a failure. He had the gun, that was a failure. He cuts his way into it. He shoots a bunch of people, and then when he sees the cops coming, he kills himself.
Yep.
Before the good guys with guns could show up. That's big news. But in Chicago, where that could happen on a street corner between the hours of 7 and 7:30 on a Saturday, that's just normal. That's dog bites man. And
a Democrat politician in Chicago recently said, hey, we need to get armed.
Yeah, after his car got shot up.
Yeah.
I think his car got shot up or something. So, well, you know, I fully expected concealed carry to become the law of the land after Alexandria.
Right.
I fully expected that because those guys got to see, well, this can happen to anybody, anywhere, anytime. You know, they went up there, they were like, I'm going to have to take a shower after I do this practice. And then a little while later, they were just trying to stay alive for 9 minutes.
I think Paul Ryan was strictly, you know, took a page from Hillary Clinton, and he was pay to play.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I need enough campaign donations to make that legislation happen. And he didn't get it, so we didn't get it. That's a disappointment that has haunted the Republican Party for years now.
Yep. Yep. And everybody thought he was going to be a great Speaker of the House. Oh, well.
Wow.
Live and learn. Hey, for those of you who are, you know, I've been missing the writings of Mr. Morrison. Now he's back. He's above the surface. So, but the podcast, you know, Self-Defense Gun Stories, The Polite Society, that should fire up as well. You can find those at Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iTunes, wherever the good podcasts are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A move by the Chinese government to affect their currency causes a major shakeup on the stock market and a massive sell-off, as the Dow was down 767 points to close at 25,717. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
market says, you know, Ashley, can deal with just about anything, good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market.
President Trump is calling this weekend's mass killings in Texas and Ohio wicked and evil.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
The president also said the alleged killer should face the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse, podcaster and writer, back off of his vacation.
Bill, I was down in Florida, and you know, you and I both have some wonderful allies defending the right to keep and bear arms in Florida. But unfortunately, there are about a dozen billionaires down there, each right, giving about $50,000 each to put up a referendum to ban their definition of assault weapons. And we've seen this work in other states. I mean, it worked in Oregon. It worked in California. It worked in Washington. If they spend enough money, they will own the airwaves. And you don't have enough listeners, and I don't have enough readers to stop it. This democracy of he who has the most dollars is pretty frightening.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, except I guess it really depends on where they're spending them. because... you know, in political races, I see them spending a lot of money. And I mean, Hillary, didn't she raise $1 billion for her presidential run?
Yeah, she outspent Donald. Yeah.
And plus, it was the presumptive coronation. So that plus the money, you would have thought that would have been a shoe-in. It's, you know, what they buy is they buy radio, they buy advertising.
Right.
They're buying advertising. So that's all it really is. And I guess it just depends on the ad campaign and where it's playing.
And unfortunately, I think it depends on the attention span of the voters.
Yeah.
If they can come up with a good soundbite, we get the crazy gun laws that we have in Washington state. Hillary failed that test. Donald Trump had good antidotes to it. You know, Trump, as shocking as it appears for a Hollywood type, had more substance in his campaign than many of the other Republicans. So,
well, yeah, but you bring up a good point, because like in Seattle, that's where 15% of the Washington state concealed carry holders are. And they have about 660,000, so I don't know what that number breaks down to. In Seattle, where they're trying to go full-on crazed anti-gun, but they still have concealed carriers, they've had 6 homicides this year. And in Chicago, they've had 282.
Right.
So, I think there's beginning to be a shift, but it depends on how it's working out. Like with Black America looks at the Obama years and said, you know, you're supposed to be the first black president. I was never any better off while you were there than I was without you being there. But now I'm actually better off now with a Caucasian president, a white president, the one you said was the devil. So, you know, I think they're slowly getting coming around, and but it's advertising. But, yeah. By the way, just so you know,
yes.
Well, here's something for the media. Since 1955, under Daley Sr., when he took the reins as mayor, which they haven't had a Republican mayor in Chicago since 1930.
Wow.
But in 1955, when Daley took over, Daley Sr. took it over, to now, they've had 39,981 murders there.
My gosh.
I mean, that's a war zone.
And they've evaded responsibility for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's well over 600. That's an annual average of over 600 plus a year in a city.
Yeah.
In a city. And the thing is, this is the thing where most of this stuff is happening. It's in like a community. It's like blocks of the inner city where most of this stuff is happening. So they know where it's at. They know what's going on. They could actually go out there and eradicate that if they wanted to, but they don't. Why don't they?
They've been told not to by their mayor.
I guess so. But then listen, what happened in El Paso, Texas, what happened in Las Vegas, what happened in anytime one of these things happened, that was a crime against humanity.
Yes.
And by the same token, it was a crime where people were set up to be defenseless with nothing put in place to keep that from being a soft target. That's where these guys go, is where the soft targets are. So,
and as we found in Gilroy, even a chain link fence is not enough to keep bad guys out.
Yeah, they at least tried to put a barrier there, but he brought some, metal shears. You could buy those at Ace Hardware. We're going to ban them?
Right. Right. And so my plea is to the ninjas, go armed. I pray that we pray that this never happens. But if it does, I pray you're there. Wow.
The average loss of life when an armed citizen is there in the middle of a rampage incident, when it unfolds, is exactly what it was in Clackamas Mall in Oregon.
Right.
2.5. When you wait on the cops to show up, the average loss of life, and it's probably gone up by now, since Pulse Nightclub and Las Vegas. But the average loss of life then, and I don't even know how they, Las Vegas would have to be an anomaly because there's cops there at the moment. But
right.
The average loss of life in any other place is 18 when you're waiting on the police to show up. So you can either be the person carrying the gun or you can call the guy with the gun. But if you just take the time to put one of those cat tourniquets in your pocket and, I don't know, maybe a little trauma kit. James Yeager sells them. In his store, he sells those at Tactical Response for $35. In the Tactical Response store, you can get them for $35. If these others are too expensive for you, Get one of those, carry your gun, learn. Go to a class like Rob goes and learn a little bit of basic first aid, because people around you are going to get shot, or maybe you're going to get shot if this happens around you.
That's what we're depending on.
Yeah.
That's really the truth. We need an armed citizen to save us.
Well, I mean, and look at Seattle. Seattle's going anti-gun. They're going to go dark at some point. But right now, they've got armed citizens. And so if they've got 15%, that's over 60,000, right?
Right.
Because they've got 660,000. So they've got 60,000 people in the city of Seattle that people know carry guns. And they've had 6 homicides in Seattle, which is as big a metropolitan area as you can find. Well, maybe not as big as New York City and LA, but it's a big place. Big place.
And, and I fear that so many of us have the permit but don't exercise it.
Well,
the gun in your drawer won't save you on the street. Please.
Nope. Not in your console, not in your sock drawer. It's got to be on your side. It needs to be one that's been on your side when you've been to a couple of classes or go to the range or whatever it is you do. It doesn't have to be something big and intricate or, you know, complicated. It can just mean going to a range where you live and shooting 2 boxes of ammo a month.
Exactly.
There you go.
I want to talk to you about that when we come back.
There you go. Rob Morris says you can find his stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. Well, that's where all of his writings start. Of course, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Police Society podcast. Those go up multiple times every week when he is above the water surface. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Rob Morse, we were about to, what do you want to talk about in this segment now?
Well, Bill, you and I are going to go to a Red Dot training class.
Yes.
And I was embarrassed. I've been neglecting my own range time. You and I can go to training class after training class, and we come away. It's like, I think Michael Bayne called it collecting the merit badges of training.
Yeah.
But until you make it your own, you don't feel comfortable carrying in public. You realize, oh, that gun on my hip, you know, I might need to use it. I don't really know how. And then we come up with excuses why it's too heavy. It's the wrong outfit. It's Thursday. I'm going near a school. Pick the excuse. I think the underlying cause of looking for those excuses is that we don't put in the homework.
Yeah.
If, let's just put it this way. After you've carried every day for a week, for a month, for a year, after you've gone to the range once a month, you go, wait a minute. My gun's not with me. It feels unusual for it not to be there. You have a confidence with it. Look, I'm not claiming any of us are Navy SEALs. Those guys are on a different plane than I am. But I want more of us to carry every day because we can do things they can't. We can be in the mall when when a murderer tries to kill our kids.
You know, one thing I discovered this past weekend, and I can't really go in too much in detail.
Okay.
I signed a non-disclosure agreement, and I'm testing something.
Interesting.
And the thing that I'm testing enabled me to carry the SDI Staccato P, which is their it's their commander-sized double stack 1911, concealed.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortably.
Good.
I did say comfortably. Now, see, for a lot of people, right, concealed comfort is an oxymoron.
Right. Right. And that firearm, short of the Desert Eagle, you know, That's a heavy, full-size gun. Now, does that come with an aluminum frame, or is it still steel?
Well, it's half polymer, half steel.
Ah, polymer. Okay.
But it has a 21-round magazine in it. So what?
Yes. That's right. Right. That's excellent. I look forward to your videos. A week? 2 weeks?
It'll be sometime in September.
Ah, all right.
But the thing is, I think for a lot of people, the reason they don't carry the gun is they're either it's uncomfortable, or they have trouble concealing it the way they can carry the gun. And I know that there's a lot of holsters out there, and you know who they are, like Alien Gear and Crossbreed and Nate Squared Tactical, that do this inside the waistband thing. They do it fairly well, but you're talking about doing the research. If you're going to carry a gun inside the waistband and you don't have a 28-inch waist, then you need to get a pair of pants that are bigger than you normally wear to hide that gun inside the waistband.
Yep.
And trust me, no matter what you do, no matter how it goes, as you go along in age and everything, when you stop growing up, you start to grow out, and then you got to start fighting that. It's a big fight. Now, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to Rob. To Rob here, Rob is very lean and tight. But for the rest of us, you know, that does happen. And so, but that's not an excuse to not carry. You just got to find, you've got to adapt and then carry.
Bill, that's a hole in our culture. And Amanda Suffolkool did a great job at trying to fill it. Concealed means you can't see it. Therefore, we seldom talk about, well, Bill, how did you solve the problem? How did I solve it? You know, we can go to the range and talk about grip and stance and trigger pull and sight alignment. But as you say, concealed means concealed. So the solutions that you and I use often stay hidden from people who are struggling to solve that problem. Amanda had the program, the Concealed Carry Fashion Show, where, as she says, concealed is revealed. Blue guns, not a piece of steel up on the runway.
Right.
But still, that's a big question that I think keeps a lot of us from carrying in public. You're right. I'm eager to find out what new wrinkle you can add to the mix in September, huh?
It's a design. It's not a wrinkle, but it is a design, and it's a pretty good design. And
cool.
I'm pleased with it. I mean, for SCI, they came out with both a carry gun, which is an 8-rounder, and mm-hmm. the Staccato P. The Staccato C is their carry gun, and it was named Carry Gun of the Year. And the Staccato P is a full-size duty pistol, which just got adopted by the U.S. Marshals Special Operations Group. And
right.
First gun they've ever had that isn't, you know, just a competition gun. So, and it's being adopted, but because it's so good, you're looking for a way to carry the gun and hide it, right? And you've got a 21-round magazine popping out of the bottom of it. And I found the way this past weekend that I can't talk
about. I like it.
Yeah.
But think of it. For you and I are large men.
But you're tall.
Women have a... Right.
Right.
Well, that's true, too. But as Amanda says, as my wife tells me, look, my belt line can move up and down 3 to 4 inches depending on what I'm wearing. She, God bless the people that made this possible. That was the great thing about the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo. Let's say all the holster solutions that you might find at NRA were in one room. You know, it fit on one floor. We weren't, it was accessible, and she came home with some great solutions. Dean Adams has a great set, and also a great way to market it. But as you said, Crossbreed, Jen Jakes is there doing their media now. there are a lot of good solutions. If that's the only thing stopping you, speak up. The gun culture is here to help.
Oh, yeah.
Because we need you. We need you. I don't, if we don't save this country, I think a bunch of leftists, largely Democrats, will promote public murders until we're stripped of our rights. It's a heartbreak. I don't see a way around it.
You know, the thing is, though, why aren't they promoting them out of Chicago? Where they've got the most. They got enough. I mean, you know, if they're going to get out there and say, they get out there and say, weapons of war, it's like an epidemic of gun violence. Well, it is in certain parts of Chicago. You can catch lead in the air. And they don't ever get out there and go do that. But, I mean, you know, I know why they don't. It's the man bites dog.
Right. It has to be a novel story.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it were Compton, if it were Trenton, if it were Baltimore, we look the other way. But Gilroy, yeah.
Well, they don't have to look the other way in Trenton and Compton because they're all controlled by Democrats too. So,
right.
Wherever the Democrats are in charge, there's a lot of bloodshed happening. We're about to run out of time, so glad you're back. I hope you had a good time because it appears we're going to have lots and lots to you know, chew the fat over in the coming days.
We have plenty to do. Thank you for all you do, Bill.
All right, man. Hey, thank you. I will talk to you soon. Coming up next, we're going to speak with, you know, we're going to do our weekly recap with the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. That coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.